Strange Adventure. There was a gay crowd in the Café International, for it was New Year's Eve in Paris, a night for song, drink, and romance. Monsieur Blanc, the proprietor, drummed upon the bar with a bottle for attention.
Mes friends, in a few moments, another year will pass into history. We are honored tonight to have among our guests a brave and adventurous gentleman from England. I am going to ask Sir Geoffrey Hudson to lead us in a toast to the new year.
Sir Geoffrey Hudson climbed upon the bar and held his glass aloft.
To the year 1645. May be it pleasant and prosperous for all of us.
He finished his drink and gazed about the crowded room. In a secluded corner, a man sat alone, seemingly in despair. Hudson leaped lightly from the bar and strode over to the stranger's table. He lifted an extra drink from the tray of a passing waiter and set it before the lonely man.
Pardon me, but you seem rather unhappy. Would you join me in a drink? Perhaps you'll feel better.
The stranger looked up, his eyes blinking and bleary from too many drinks.
Oh, the great Sir Geoffrey Hudson honors me by buying a drink, does he? I decline that honor. You can tell your friends that Richard Croft refuses to drink with the son of a London butcher. Sir Geoffrey, King Charles must have been playing a jest when he dubbed you Knight of his Court.
Hudson's eyes blazed with anger, but he tried to calm his drunken companion.
Not so loud with your insults, Croft. You will attract a crowd. I wanted to be your friend, but I seem to have made an enemy.
Croft staggered to his feet, glaring at the man across the table.
Don't tell me to be quiet, you play-acting nobleman. I could break you in two with my bare hands.
Hudson removed a glove from the pocket of his waistcoat and placed it upon the table.
Touch that glove, Croft, and it will be an answer to my challenge of a duel.
Croft brushed the glove to the floor, a cruel smirk on his face. Hudson calmly picked up the glove and replaced it in his pocket.
I will meet you at dawn at the spot our seconds shall select. As the challenger, I desire the duel to be fought with pistols and on horseback.
A light fog filtered through the forest clearing as the two duelists and their seconds rode to the designated spot. Hudson and Croft set their horses in the center of the clearing, facing in opposite directions. At a signal, they raced to a marker and wheeled their horses. Both guns flamed in the fog, but only one man fell to the ground mortally wounded. Sir Geoffrey Hudson rode back to the center of the clearing, and his second rushed to take charge of his horse.
I say, that was a fine shot, Sir Geoffrey. Monsieur Croft is dead.
Croft is a good shot too, Jules. But say, he forgot to aim low.
For Sir Geoffrey Hudson, the greatest warrior and adventurer of his day, was a dwarf, less than 2 feet tall. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to The Porcelain Pagoda, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.